The Old Testament reading for this, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, comes from the prophet Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to drink of clear water, that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet, and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, Behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder, and thrust at all the weak with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Fear the Lord, you, his saints.
Those who fear him lack nothing.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The epistle reading comes from Paul's first letter to Timothy, the first chapter. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy, because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, which serves as the text for our sermon this morning, comes to us according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me. For I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it. And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And this is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Shh. Listen. Listen to the story of a sheep. A very special sheep, unlike any sheep you've ever known. But then again, maybe you have met a sheep like this. Who can say? Listen now to the tale of a little sheep named Yumi. Yumi was such a smart little sheep. At least, that's the way he saw it. All those other sheep, they were content to just follow each other around wherever the shepherd took them, eating grass and clover, drinking the cold, fresh water from the streams. But Yumi, he was so much smarter than they were. Yumi knew that there was more to life than this. Oh, sure, life was pretty easy for Yumi and the rest of the flock. But Yumi wanted more. Yumi wanted to experience the view from the dizzying heights of mountaintops. He wanted to know what the grass tasted like beyond those hills. He was tired of just being another sheep in the flock. Yumi wanted to be special, wanted to do his own thing, and he knew he could do it. Good old Yumi. Well, as time went by, Yumi's restlessness increased. Day after day, the shepherd led them around the same old fields with the same old grass and the same old streams of water. Maybe the other sheep didn't notice it, but Yumi realized that they were just doing the same thing over and over and over again. Oh, sure, there were small changes here and there, but every year at the same time, even those changes repeated. Yumi was sick of the routine. Time and time again, Yumi had gone to the shepherd, voicing his complaints, demanding change, innovation, something he could relate to better. And yet, nothing changed. Despite all the plans that Yumi had developed, the shepherd continued to do things the same old way, his way. Yumi was outraged. And finally, one day he'd had enough. If that was the way the shepherd was going to run things, then Yumi didn't want to be any part of this flock anymore. That's right, Mr. Highfalutin Shepherd, you heard right. You don't get to boss this sheep around for one more day. Yumi is his own sheep, and he don't take no guff from nobody. So off went Yumi, just like that. When the flock headed north, Yumi turned west. Ha! Thought Yumi. You see, Mr. Shepherd, you don't run my life. You might be able to tell me what to do, but you can't make me do it. I'll do what I want, when I want. I am the master of my own ship. I am Yumi. Hear me roar. Now, of course, sheep can't really roar, but that didn't bother Yumi. In his mind, he was the strongest little sheep in the world. In fact, he didn't even see himself as a sheep anymore. He was Yumi, conqueror of worlds, and everyone had better look out. Oh, sure, the shepherd had told the flock all about the wolf that supposedly lived around here, but Yumi knew that was just a fairy tale made up to scare the sheep into behaving. Yumi was smarter than that. He had never seen a wolf, he had never found any evidence of a wolf, and he had never met anyone who had seen a wolf at all, other than a few of those goofy sheep who were just constantly talking about how great the shepherd is. No. Yumi was sure there was no such thing as a wolf. And besides, even if a wolf existed, Yumi was smart enough and tough enough. He could easily take on any old wolf. Big, tough Yumi. Well, it had only been a couple of hours, but Yumi was already enjoying his time away from the flock. In fact, he regretted he hadn't done this much sooner. That closed-minded shepherd was keeping them away from so many great things out here. I mean, look over there. Yumi had never seen a snake like that before with those long teeth and a tail that rattles. That's awesome. And this bug with a pointy tail over its back coming toward him. Well, that must be a scorpion. How very interesting. Oh, and see how sharp those rocks are? Now that's something Yumi never would have seen had he stuck with the flock. Man, that mean old shepherd sure was keeping everyone away from some great stuff. And Yumi didn't just see interesting things. Oh, no, 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 no. His entire experience was changed. Before, Yumi had eaten nothing but sweet green grass or the special food that the shepherd gave to them. But now, though, Yumi had so many more choices. In just the short time that he was on his own, Yumi had already experienced so many different tastes. Out here, he got to eat rocks and bugs and tumbleweed and poison ivy, all sorts of stuff that the shepherd never let him try before. Oh, sometimes they didn't taste so good, but Yumi was positive he would get used to it. And besides, it didn't matter. Yumi was free, and he was living the way he wanted to. Oh, maybe his feet did hurt from walking over the hot, sharp rocks, and maybe his wool was covered in cockle burrs and mud and his own filth from those berries he tried about an hour ago. But Yumi was free, and he wouldn't have it any other way. Everything was sheep-shaped for strong, independent Yumi. Well, night was starting to fall, and Yumi had had a big day. He was excited to see what the untamed stars would look like out here. For most of his life, Yumi had always just bedded down with the other sheep in a warm, comfortable group. Ha, but not tonight, buddy. Tonight, Yumi was going to sleep on his own, and he couldn't have been happier about it. No more sheep breath in his face, or the shepherd coming around to check on him. No more of that annoying soft grass tickling his nose. Tonight, Yumi would sleep like a king on a bed of rock. That's right. Oh, yeah. Yumi was living it up now that he was out from under the shepherd's thumb. Lucky, lucky Yumi. Well, it was getting pretty dark, but Yumi wasn't afraid. He knew where he was going, even though he had never, ever been there before. You see, that's just how smart Yumi was. So off he went through the forest in search of the perfect bed of rocks. Oh, sure, he tripped and he fell a lot in the dark since there wasn't a path, but that was all part of the experience of being away from the flock, and Yumi wouldn't have traded it for the world. And besides, he thought he saw the perfect spot to sleep, just across that narrow ledge and down those slippery rocks. Brave, brave Yumi. Ah, what could be better, thought Yumi. I am the luckiest sheep in the world. I've got the wind in my face, I have a sheer drop to my left, a beautiful view of the swamp down below, and shoo! Down goes Yumi. When Yumi woke up, he was cold, wet, and battered. Near as he could tell, he was stuck in some kind of a pit, and there was no way he could get out. The edge was far above him, and he was slowly sinking in this thick, nasty ooze. The more he struggled, the more he sank. And the more he sank, the more desperate he became. What was Yumi to do? Surely this was the end of our brave, smart, independent sheep. Poor, poor Yumi. Well, just as Yumi had given up all hope, though, he heard something. Yumi. Someone was calling his voice. Yumi. Yumi knew that voice. He knew it all too well. It was that shepherd. What was he doing here? He had probably come to yell at Yumi for wandering off. Or maybe he figured Yumi was in trouble and he was here to give him one final, "I told you so." Well, Yumi wasn't about to give him the satisfaction. Oh, sure, Yumi knew he was a goner. But he wasn't about to yell out for the shepherd's help. Remember, Yumi is his own sheep. Well, the voice kept getting closer and closer until finally the shepherd was standing right over the pit, looking down at him. "Yumi," he said, "what are you doing down there?" "This is where I want to be," Yumi replied. "I'm happy here, and I'd appreciate it if you just left me alone." "Is that so?" asked the shepherd. "You don't think you'd be better off coming with me?" Ah, there it was. Yumi knew the shepherd had to have had some reason to be here. He was trying to get Yumi to come back to the flock. The shepherd's father was probably mad that he had lost the sheep, and that's why he was out here. Or maybe Yumi was so important that nothing at all was getting done back in the field ever since he had left, and now the shepherd finally realized just how much he needed Yumi. Well, being the kind of sheep he was, Yumi decided to be bold and find out for himself. "What are you doing here?" he asked the shepherd. "Shouldn't you be watching the other sheep?" "I'm here to save you, Yumi. I knew you needed my help." Yumi could feel his anger rising. "I don't need help," he yelled, rather unsheepishly. "I'm tired of listening to you. You don't know what it's like to be a sheep."
"But I do," the shepherd replied. "I know all too well what it is to be a sheep."
"Then why do you make us follow all these silly rules? Why do you only lead the flock in the same field year after year? Why don't you let us be our own sheep and do our own thing so we can experience the world around us?"
"Because the world is a dangerous place, Yumi. I lead you in safety, and I protect you from all the harmful things around you. I think you found that out for yourself today. None of this would have happened had you not left me." Yumi knew the shepherd was right, but he was still mad.
"Why do you even care if I'm there or not? Sometimes I think you only keep the sheep around because they do what you want them to do and make your life easier."
The shepherd chuckled. "Yumi, if I only kept you around because you do what I want, I would have sold the whole lot of you long ago. And do you seriously think you're making my life any easier right now?" Yumi thought about that one. He hated to admit it, but the shepherd had a point.
"So what's the reason then? Why do you bother with all us sheep if you don't gain anything from it?"
"Because I love you, Yumi. I love you so much. I love you so much I am willing even to give up my life in order for you to live. I love you much more than you could ever possibly know."
"But why?" Yumi pushed. "Why?"
The shepherd looked down at Yumi, and he smiled. He didn't offer an answer, didn't say a word, but began to remove his coat.
"What are you doing?" Yumi asked.
"I'm coming to get you."
"Don't! It's mucky, and you're going to get stuck too. Don't come down to me. There must be some other way."
"No," said the shepherd. "This is the only way." As Yumi watched in amazement, the shepherd began to climb down into the pit with him. As he descended, the shepherd suffered the perils of the pit, bloodying his hands and feet on the jagged rocks, cutting his face and brow on the thorns that grew in the hole. Yumi tried to climb up and meet him partway, but he couldn't move at all. The muck was just too thick. Realizing how stuck he was, he began to worry that the shepherd would pull his legs clean out of joint as he lifted him out. But the shepherd knew better than that. He climbed all the way down to the bottom of the pit, and then climbed right into the muck next to Yumi. Taking a breath, the shepherd submerged himself completely in that rank, foul slime. Yumi couldn't even imagine just how awful and disgusting it had to have been, how difficult and painful for the shepherd. And yet, the shepherd did not hesitate. He willingly went beneath the surface, lowered himself beneath Yumi, and lifted that sheep up onto his shoulders from beneath. Exhausted from struggling, Yumi simply collapsed upon the shepherd's shoulders and let himself be carried to safety. The two ascended from the pit together, the shepherd doing all the work. "I'm filthy," said Yumi. "I'm covered in mud and blood and all sorts of unimaginably dirty things. What are the other sheep going to think? What must you be thinking?" "Oh, you most certainly are filthy," said the shepherd. "But to me, you're still beautiful. I myself have washed you clean once, and I continue to do so constantly. And that's more than sufficient. All the sheep are dirty, but the washing I give them makes them cleaner than they could ever imagine." As they emerged from the pit, Yumi thought about that long walk back. He knew they had to cross back through the rest of the swamp, back along that whole treacherous way that he had taken to get here. And the thought of it terrified him. There were bound to be more sinkholes, more pitfalls, maybe even a wolf. Yumi began to tremble. But then he looked at the shepherd. The shepherd was bedraggled, bloodied, not a lot to look at the moment. But as Yumi looked, he felt his fear disappearing. The shepherd was strong, stronger than Yumi had ever imagined, and he had his staff with him. Yumi had hated that staff so much before. So often it had pulled Yumi back to the flock when he wandered. It was big, it was heavy, it was wooden, it didn't feel good coming down on his back or tugging at his neck. But oh, think what that staff could do against a wolf. Yumi grinned a little, realizing that as long as he was with the shepherd, he was safe, no matter where he was. The shepherd knew the way. He knew how to avoid the dangers of the swamp, and he could fight off any old wolf. As the shepherd put his coat back on and lifted the little sheep in his arms, Yumi didn't struggle, didn't complain this time. He knew he was safe. He knew he was going back where he belonged, and he knew he owed his life, everything, to that loving, dedicated shepherd. So now Yumi is back in the flock where he belongs. Is Yumi a perfect sheep now? One who never complains, never strays away, never doubts the shepherd? Of course not. Yumi is still a sheep, and there is nothing he can do about that. But it doesn't matter where Yumi goes or what you and me does, because no matter what, the shepherd loves that tender, fragile, stubborn little sheep, and will continue to look after you and me, protect him from all harm, and give you and me exactly what he needs. And nothing can ever, ever change that. To God alone be all glory. Amen.